And I have to say, I've got the biggest audience we've ever seen outside, and the studio's almost full. What is going on here, Sheena? What's all this about?
It's the MASHES Primary School Speech Competition. So we have the three place getters. We'll have Charlotte, who was in first place. Uh-huh. We have Christian, who is in second, and Alistair, who is in third. Make sure I get them in the right order.
Uh-huh. Yes. Now, just tell us a bit more about the speech competition.
The primary school speech competition is for grade fives and sixes. They're to give a 3-minute speech. We give the school a topic, and they can choose what topic they would like.
Mm-hmm.
And they then, the schools pick two to attend the finals.
Yeah.
And then the students are judged by Toastmaster judges. So all officially judged, and I can assure you, I never get the person who wins. I don't know how Toastmasters do it, but they do. And we have the seven local schools in the Mont Albert and Surrey Hills area.
Oh, that's fantastic.
For us.
And how long has this been going on for?
We have just had our 9th year, so next year's our big 10-year celebration or anniversary of it.
That will be absolutely fantastic.
It will be. It's been great.
Dear listener, just to let you know, we've got to do a bit of reorganisation, so we'll just have a quick piece of music while we get ourselves all set up for I'm going to be taken over by three winning speechmakers. Well, dear listener, you've no idea what's going on here. I think I'm losing control with people everywhere. Now, I have before me three winners of a special speech competition. Now, I'm going to go in the ones that were first, so Charlotte, would you like to introduce yourself and tell me what was your subject and your speech?
Hi, my name is Charlotte Cameron, and I prepared a speech called It All Happened So Quickly.
Fantastic. Next, Kirsten.
Hello, I'm Christian Devaraja, and I prepared a speech called If I Could Change the World.
Fantastic. Alistair?
Hi, I'm Alistair Henderson, and I prepared a speech on why Australia is a great place to live.
Well, they're very fantastic sort of subjects. How did you come to these subjects, Charlotte, with you?
Well, we had a list of about ten titles or
subjects topics.
We could choose them from. Yes, and it pretty much just jumped out at me. I was looking just down the list, and I saw it and I thought, that's a great topic.
Oh.
It came to my head straight away what I was going to talk about.
Well, that was fantastic. Kirsten?
Well, I just looked at the list and felt like choosing it.
Yeah.
For some random reason.
It sort of left out to you as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Alistair?
Well, when I was choosing, I was looking through the topics. I was thinking, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. Oh, yeah. But then I saw this and I was like, oh, you know, I could speak about AFL, you know, food.
Yeah.
And it was just what I chose.
Okay. Now, I'm going to look at you all now. Was this very easy to prepare, or did you get sort of a bit nervous and thought this is going to be difficult? Or was it just easy?
At school, we have a system that every term four we do a public speaking competition.
Okay.
You can get chosen if you're really good, to prepare a speech in the grand final. And I have participated in that 4 times.
Oh, I see. So you're a pro.
I've had some practice, which is great. But when I did get up, I was still, it still had butterflies in my stomach and everything.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, I've done this before, so I think I'll be able to do it tonight.
And just before you had to do it, were you feeling a bit nervous or were you confident?
Yes. When I went into the room, I thought, oh, this is fine. Then when they called my name, I was like, oh, no. Oh, I have to go to the toilet.
Oh, dear.
I feel sick.
Oh. But it was all right at the end of it. Must have been because you actually won, didn't you?
Yeah, it was. It was a great feeling, actually.
Yeah. Kristen, what about you? How did you feel about it all?
Well, I felt very nervous because it was the first time.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I just went up there, did it, talked.
Well
nervous,
done.
Feeling nervous.
Yeah, and that's the first time you've had a...
Yeah.
Oh, well done. Alistair, what about yourself?
Well, I'd already done it to my, like, school quite a lot, and I was...
Well, you're another pro as well.
Yeah, and I was just really excited,
I think we've got some budding speech makers, politicians coming here, dear folks. All right, now, How was it getting up in front of all your friends and schoolmates to sort of do this? Did they rib you a bit, or was that part of the whole thing?
Well, I had my whole family with me. They'd come to support me along with two teachers and one of my friends, Eliza, who's out there tonight.
I think we've got half of the Mount Albert school children out the front there, isn't it?
Yeah, so they were really excited for me, so it helped me to see all their smiling faces when I got up there. It made me feel a lot better.
How about you, boy? Did you like it, or were you ribbed by your mates, or what?
Oh.
Not really?
Not really, yeah.
And is this sort of, you do this sort of thing quite often in school as part of normal things? Or is this a special event?
Special event.
Okay. And was it difficult to prepare for it?
A little.
Yeah.
Because
what was the hardest part?
Probably writing it.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you read it out first and then...
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it easy to read in front of all the people?
A little, yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Alistair? How did you do it?
I found writing and learning it quite easy and stuff.
Right.
I found, like, getting the pace and all those kind of smaller, finer details hard to get.
Mm-hmm. Charlotte?
Well... trying to sing. I found it was sort of hard because we had 2 weeks to prepare for it, which, because usually we have about 4 weeks or something, so 2 weeks was a bit of a shock to me. And then so I wrote the speech, and then I had two nights to practice it, so I was sort of stressing out a bit if I was going to finish this, because I wanted to try look up as much as I could to try and memorize this as well as I could, so I could look up at the judges and look around the room.
Well, dear listener, I'm overcome with the excellence of these I'm running out of superlatives, wonderful young people that have just been involved in a Rotary speech competition. Now, the one thing we haven't said is which school they're all from, so I'm going to start with Alistair. Which school are you with, Alistair?
I'm with Mount Albert Primary School.
Okay.
I'm with Wattle Park Primary School.
Oh, you are scattered about it, yes?
I'm with Our Holy Redeemer Primary School.
Okay. Now, this is a piece of cake, really, wasn't it? So, are you going to carry on doing this in the future, Alistair?
I'd really like to, you know, do this again next year. Yeah, definitely.
Wouldn't you like sort of a bigger event now? I mean, you've conquered this one.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, happy for a challenge.
Well done. Prisoner?
I'd like to keep going with speaking.
Well, that's right. I think you better start talking to Rotary and they might have to have a national competition or something. How about that?
That would be great.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what do you think you learnt from this competition?
I've learned a lot. I feel like my speaking, like my public speaking, has come... leaps and bounds.
Well, can I say? It certainly has.
Yeah. From at the very beginning where I kind of knew the speech and then to, like, now where I can just say it fluently, no problem. And keeping eye contact and, yeah.
Okay.
Well, taught me a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know how to speak fluently in front of an audience.
Well, I can vouch for that by the way you're interviewing here now.
Yeah. I've also learnt how to write a speech, talking way. And
Charlotte?
I remember in prep getting up in front of a big audience, about 200 people, and shaking everywhere and making mistakes and, stuttering. Not really stuttering, but... you know, looking down too much and not, like, having as much hand gestures and not talking as clearly and everything. But now I can just talk. I can talk in front of a big audience, not get as scared, and use gestures and speak way clearer than I could.
I think your dad was out there mimicking you just then with all your hand actions, see?
Really?
Well. He's so embarrassing, isn't he?
Oh, my God. Don't get me started.
All right, now, Charlotte, is there anything you'd like to say now?
First of all, I'd like to thank my school for giving me this great opportunity to come along tonight. I'd like to thank the Rotary Club for preparing this night for me, preparing this amazing night, and giving me amazing opportunities, especially speaking on the radio like I am right now. I'd like to thank all my family and all my friends that are outside with me, supporting me, and everyone that's listening to me tonight. Listening.
Well done. Christian.
Well, I'd like to thank the Rotary Club for setting up a great speech competition and my school for letting me participate in this.
Fantastic. Alistair?
I'd like to thank my school and, like, all my teachers because they really helped me, like, get started and kind of get motivated on the whole speaking and actually doing this, and the Rotary Club for putting such a big event on, and to all my friends who are listening.
And outside, if I can say.
And my grandma who's come.
Oh, well done. Okay, well, look, thank you very much for coming on the Rotary and Community Services Show. I can see you'll be taking over my job very, very soon. And can I say, well done in what you've done. And I look forward to perhaps hearing about you as you progress in public speaking. And heaven knows where that might lead. So thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Well, dear listener, the roles are reversed, and rather than three confident children, I have three very nervous parents that are now before me. And I'd just like to ask them what they felt about this whole competition and how their kids sort of fared in it, and, just your impressions of the whole process of the speech competition. And I'm going to start over here with Peter, isn't it?
It is, Peter. Yep, Charlotte Cameron's.
Right, yeah. What do you think about the whole process?
Well, I think it's a fantastic opportunity for children in the area. There's 8 schools, as I understand it, compete mm-hmm. with each other. And for them to be able to practice public speaking within the school, yep. which is a somewhat comfortable area to a degree for the kids, and then take it to the next step where they compete against other schools.
And at such a young age.
I've heard both the public speaking against 8 schools, and then again with the Rotary of the 3 top speakers. They're fantastic speeches.
Yeah.
All the kids did a fabulous job, and I was just rapt at the quality.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think I'm here under false pretences slightly because I'm actually the grandparent, and Mum wasn't.
You're too young for a grandparent.
And also, slight disadvantage, wasn't able, unfortunately, to go to the actual evening. But I heard a lot about it, and I've followed the progress from that first, as Alistair described, that first tenuous competition in the class, and then being selected from the class to address the assembly, being selected from there, and so on, right through to the competition itself, at the Rotary competition. And I saw the growing confidence.
That's the thing that struck me, to be honest, how confident they were. Harry, do you want to add anything?
Oh, yes. My son, when he started preparing for the competition, he didn't even know how to speak in front of people. He never done anything. And suddenly he started working on it. He started, so a lot of interest, started working on it, started writing the speech. And the school helped him a lot. And suddenly he was doing really good, and the school supported him a lot, and it was all good.
Yeah, no, I've just been knocked out by how good they are, and you must be very, very proud of them, and I think they need every encouragement to sort of grow these skills, because the number of people in senior places in Australia who really don't know how to string words together in front of others, it's a very important skill. So you must all be very proud.
Personally, absolutely.
Yeah.
Rapt that they've been able to practice and get up in public and make sense of an argument and put together something that's quite entertaining. And on behalf of the two boys, that we both of the boys were very engaging and entertaining speakers and some subject matter that was enlightening, to say the least.
Well, thank you the three of you for coming on, being shanghaied from from the audience out there. And you must be very proud. I think they all did very, very
well. And David, thank you very much for putting the program on for us. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you, Dave.
Well, dear listeners, that was a most interesting little interlude, wasn't it, Sheena?
It was, definitely.
I was absolutely knocked out by the confidence of those. And that would be, what, grade fives mostly, weren't they?
Grade fives and sixes.
Yeah.
So we get both because it's two for both year levels, because some schools don't have a lot of either year level.
Yeah.
And the students are amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I would have to go, and I think those three are going to go a long way.
They are definitely going to go a long way.
So how long has MASH been sponsoring this?
MASH has been doing the primary school speech competition for 9 years.
Yeah. Is this something that came out of MASH, or is it part of a sort of wider program?
Bit of both.
Okay.
In that it was an idea garnered from a Rotary Club overseas. Uh-huh. However, in our district of Rotary District 9810, we were the only one doing it. However, there are now other clubs that are doing it for the first time.
Yeah.
So I know Templestowe have, and I know Forest Hill have, and I believe some of the other clubs in the, maybe the Emerald vicinity are doing it. And it's just wonderful.
Yeah, no,
absolutely wonderful.
Well, congratulations to MASH for putting that on. And I'd like to suggest we might do this with the three winners of this as a regular thing each year on Rotary, I think.
Definitely. Definitely.
And I wonder if there's any way we might even look into somehow a recording or something else to actually, so that the listeners can hear the quality of some of the speeches.
Oh, now that would be very interesting. Yeah, I don't know how that could do. We'll have to look into
That's something we can put into our...
into the to-do list of things to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, look, thank you very much for organising that. And, dear listener, you didn't see the... We had a huge audience. That's just about to fill up the whole of the outside here with parents and other children.
It
so
did.
Well done. And thanks very much for organising it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you for asking us.